Do you ever feel like someone's always watching you? Well, the Bible says there's someone who truly sees it all. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that God not only sees everything we do, but He also knows our thoughts and motives. That might sound intimidating, but it's also incredibly comforting. Today, we'll explore how God's Word acts like a divine X-ray, exposing your heart and guiding you toward a place of peace and rest through obedience.
When I was growing up, my three brothers and I often thought that our mother had eyes in the back of her head. I know that's a rather strange picture, but you get the idea. Mom never missed anything, even when it was behind her back. And I got to tell you, as a child, I never seemed to get away with anything. Well, the Bible tells us that God truly sees everything. Every detail in the universe, including everything you and I do, it's all seen and known by our God. In fact, the Bible says that He even knows our thoughts. Well, today as we sail back into Hebrews chapter 4, I want to slow down a little bit and look at just three verses, three very important verses. They give us some profound theological truths regarding the Word of God and the omniscience of God. Now, omniscience means all knowing. Now, you need to know that these truths aren't just for theologians. You don't just set these on a shelf somewhere to admire them. They are actually to shape the way we think and live every day. The author of Hebrews begins here now at verse 11 by giving us a passionate goal for our lives. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Now, we've already seen in chapters 3 and 4, the author refers to various aspects of rest. Well, what's the rest he's speaking of here? He's speaking to believers who've already trusted in Christ for salvation. But now he exhorts the believers to strive to enter that rest. So this particular resting place is available for believers only. Well, what kind of rest is this? Well, this is the rest that comes, in this context, from obeying the Word of God. That's why the author is exhorting Christians to strive to enter that rest, to make every effort to enter into it. Beloved, we don't strive to enter into salvation, to earn our salvation, but we do indeed strive daily to enter the rest that comes through obedience to God's Word. And you're going to have tests today, and I will as well, that want to take away that sense of rest and peace that comes from obedience. Well, the author illustrates this kind of rest by going back to the Israelites in the wilderness. Their disobedience caused them to fall short of entering Canaan, the land God promised to those who would obey Him. And remember, beloved, in Scripture, Canaan is not a picture of heaven. And again, I know there are a lot of wonderful gospel songs that say otherwise, but Canaan, the promised land, was a land of struggles. It was a land of battles. There were giants to defeat in that land. In order to enter the land, though, Israel had to obey the Word of God and then trust it. When they failed to believe God's promises and obey Him, well, it left them short of enjoying that land of rest, the land of Canaan. So verse 11 is exhorting every believer, frankly, to just pursue an obedient life. Disobedience is like a roadblock to the land of rest. Let's not follow the example of the ancient Israelites. Obedient living is to be our passionate goal in life. Well, with that, the author gives us our providential guide in life. He gives us here what might be one of the most enlightening descriptions of the Bible that we have in all of the New Testament. Here it is in verse 12. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now let's just break this amazing verse down. First, we're given the character of God's Word. It's a living book. The Bible isn't a history book you put off over there on the shelf and you pull it off if you want to see what happened yesterday. It's a living book. It's capable then of being applied to what's happening today for you and me right now. Perhaps you've been a Christian long enough to know through experience that you read a verse or two in the morning and you find it to be the perfect text for something that happens that day. That's because it's alive with the power of the Holy Spirit. The writer says again here that it's living and active. The word active translates the word energes. We get our word energetic from it. The Bible isn't just words on a page. It's words that actually work, convicting us of sin, showing us how to live, reminding us of what matters as we run our race of faith. Now, verse 12 goes on to describe the precision of the Word of God. The author writes here that the Bible is a double-edged sword. Now, this isn't a picture of destruction, but of reconstruction. This sword isn't so much a weapon as it is a surgical scalpel. It performs spiritual surgery on our hearts and minds. The verse continues saying that God's Word then pierces to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. The scalpel of the Word in the hand of the divine physician penetrates both the immaterial part of us and the material part. It's the writer's way of saying that the depth of penetration reaches our innermost being. Now he goes on to write that the Word penetrates the inner recesses of our motives. He writes, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The word discerning is kritikos in the Greek language, which gives us our word critic. So the Bible criticizes, it evaluates, it corrects our deepest thoughts and intentions. If I can change the analogy, the Bible is like a divine X-ray machine. It reveals who we really are on the inside. Now, on the one hand, this is a warning to us. We can't hide our sinful thoughts from the X-ray vision of God. When you open up the Bible, it will open up you. You gaze into the Word of God, and the Word of God will gaze into you, your heart, your soul, and your mind. Now, on the other hand, this truth of God's penetrating Word is a comfort to us. We can depend on God's Word to give us the wisdom we need for daily living. So this great truth of the powerful, discerning Word of God is not only the motivation for us to obey the Lord, to find our daily rest in Him through obedience, but it's also the manual that shows us how. So the question then is not, why should we read and study and memorize and obey the Word of God? How can we afford not to? This inspired manual leads us to experience daily that rest, that place of peace and delight as we obey the will and the Word of God. Now, with that, the author of Hebrews makes a subtle shift here in verse 13. He writes this, "And no creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." Now, this shifts our attention away from the Bible to the author, the divine author. What's true of God's Word is true of God. Nothing is hidden from Him, not one thing in all of creation, and that includes all of us today. Now, He doesn't have to have eyes in the back of His head. He's omnipresent, that is, He's always present everywhere. That means He's an eyewitness to everything. He's also omniscient. That is, He knows all. We can try to hide our sinful thoughts and intentions, and we might succeed in hiding them from people around us, even our closest loved ones. But let me tell you, beloved, we all stand before God's eyes, as it were, verse 13 says, as though we were completely naked. Down to the very motives of our hearts, we are completely exposed before God. Now, here's the good news. Every sin you've ever committed was seen by the Lord, and He died to pay for them all. I mean, think of that. How could Jesus die on the cross and pay the penalty for sin you would commit 2,000 years later? Well, how could he do that? We could do that because he is God the Son. He is from eternity past. He already knew everything you would do from eternity past today. And that goes for tomorrow as well. You see, our rest, our peace, our security has been paid for in full. The Lord took that record of your sin in its totality and nailed it to the cross. So let's live today according to this providential guide, God's Word, and let's live with this passionate goal to enter into a place of rest today by obeying Him. Well, until we set sail again, next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson, Entering the Place of Rest. Remember, God sees everything, and His Word reveals your heart. It's not just about exposing sin, but leading you toward rest through obedience. You can't hide from God, but you also don't need to. Jesus paid for every sin, and through His grace, you find peace. Let's live today by trusting in God's Word and enjoying the rest He offers. You can learn more about us if you visit our website, which is wisdomonline.org. Once you go there, you can access the complete library of Stephen's Bible teaching ministry. We also post each day's broadcast, so if you ever miss one of these lessons, you can go to our website to keep caught up with our daily Bible teaching ministry. You'll find each day's broadcast right on the home page. You can also navigate to the previous broadcasts as well if you want to go back a little. The Library of Stephen's Teaching Ministry is also available on that site. Stephen has been teaching the Bible for over 4 decades. In that time, he's preached hundreds of sermons, and all of those are posted to our website. You'll find that collection of sermons organized by Book of the Bible. All of that content is available to you free of charge, and you can access it anytime at wisdomonline.org. If you need personal assistance today, call 866-48-BIBLE. Then join us next time on this wisdom journey.